In an effort to present you, our valued listeners, the best in the world of combat sports interviews, I present to you Patricia Mikula. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. The former Playboy Cyber Girl of the Month. She was featured in the October edition of Playboy and has been featured on their website numerous times, as well as countless mixed martial arts magazines. And while she's known for her beautiful looks, striking features, she's also known as the girlfriend of UFC heavyweight fighter Andrei Arlovsky. So first off, I want to thank Patricia for taking the time to join us here on JerryPark.com. And let me just first make sure, I should have asked you this beforehand. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes, you said it perfectly.
All right.
In Polish, it's pronounced Patricia, but in English, you said it perfectly. It's Patricia.
Okay,
it's my pleasure to do the interview, so thanks for having me.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure to have you here. And first off, before we get into, you know, everything involving you and Andre and your experiences in the world of mixed martial arts, before you actually met Andre Arlovsky, had you ever heard of MMA? Did you know what mixed martial arts was all about?
You know, to be honest with you, I knew about it maybe a year before I met Andre, so like 2004. A guy friend of mine got me into watching it, and then I saw Andre, and I'm like, who's this guy? So I had an eye for Andre when I first started watching MMA. But yeah, I watched it like a year before I met Andre.
So it wasn't his ground game or his vicious right hand that attracted you to him. It was more his looks.
You know, yes, and also that he's European. Like, I'm
right.
From Poland. I came to the U.S. in 93, so I always have a thing for European guys, and, you know, I was always, you know, his big fan because, you know, we're close, like Russia, Poland, so that's how it all started. And also, he's, you know, very cute, so.
Exactly.
It helped.
It surely does. But, you know, where you're from, Poland and Eastern Europe has developed a lot of great fighters, more so in the world of boxing, but there's a lot of new guys coming out of there lately. How popular is it over there? Do people actually follow the sport of mixed martial arts, or is it more of a boxing type of thing over where you're from in Poland?
You know, I haven't, actually, we were just in Poland, me and Andre, last week, and in Poland it is pretty popular, but it's not as popular like in the U.S. I would say it's an upcoming sport over there, and I think in like a few years it's going to really, really be popular, but I would say in America it's way more popular than in Europe, even though you have all these great, you know, fighters that come from Eastern Europe, but I would say probably boxing is still more popular.
Boxing,
or maybe maybe I don't know. From what I hear, you know, I think in the U.S. it's a little bit more popular.
Yeah, it's absolutely, and boxing is probably more popular in the U.S. right now. I mean, while mixed martial arts has grown a lot in popularity, you still have to give the nod to boxing. So you've been featured on a bunch of different MMA magazines, and you've done some work with Andre's clothing line, Pitbull Wear. So I got to ask you, what are your favorite parts of mixed martial arts? Are you more of a, you know, stand-up girl? You like the ground game? Is something else that I haven't mentioned? Is there something in particular? Because you show, you know, the first time a woman in particular sees the sport, they right away talk about, oh, it's two guys sitting on top of each other. It seems as though they can't get their mind off of that. Is there something in particular about it that you like?
I personally like the stand-up game better. I like, I like the whole MMA thing, but I like more, you know, the stand-up game.
Okay, so you're more of a banger, the one that like to go
right
out
of a banger. Yep, go get them and just
swing for the fences.
Exactly. All right. Exactly.
So your boyfriend Andre Arlovsky, you guys have been together for a couple of years now, and he's in that time has been involved in a lot of great battles, and I'm assuming that you go watch his fights live every time he fights, correct?
Yes, I've been to all of his fights except for the fight when he fought Tim Sylvia the third time.
Oh, so maybe that's why he lost.
Why? I'm sorry, what is the question?
Maybe that's why he lost.
Maybe. I'm his good luck charm. Every time I went, he won. So I don't know.
So what's it like?
I know he'll be winning again soon. So
I'm sure he will be. But what's it like to you know, to watch someone out there that you love get, you know, he's throwing punches, he's getting punched. I mean, a lot of brutality in the cage when a guy's going up there against another opponent. I mean, does sometimes do you have to look away, because obviously that's someone that you care about outside of the ring. So it's got to be tough for you watching it, no?
Right. It is very, very tough. When I first met Andre, I never thought even halfway how tough it would be. But the longer I'm with him, the more I love him. It's very, very hard for me to watch him fight. And the last fight, when he fought the Verdum, I mean, I almost fainted. There was a point, like, just closed my eyes. I couldn't watch it anymore. But I'm always very confident. You know, I'm with Andre. We live together. So I see him train. He trains really hard from, you know, 5 a.m. till 9 at night. And he's always in the gym. And, you know, he takes his fighting very seriously. So I know, you know, I'm always confident that he's going to win. But it's just, you know, no matter how confident you are, you're always going to, you know, get very emotional and stressed out, and you know, it's a big thing. So
deep down inside,
it's very hard.
Deep down inside, be honest with me here, would you rather he retire, would you rather he not fight anymore and do something that would you know, mess him up in the face so much or get him injured potentially? Is it that hard for you to watch where you just rather him do something a little more safe, a little more conventional?
No, absolutely not. I know fighting is, you know, that's what he loves. I know deep inside, you know, in his heart, that he enjoys it, and he's like a true fighter from the heart. So I know I support him all the way. You know, I have no saying in anything that I would want him to stop, because if this is what he likes to do, then, you know, then I support him.
More power to him. So you mentioned the Fabrizio Verdum fight at UFC 70, which is actually the last time UFC fans have seen Andrei Arlovsky compete in the octagon. So, I mean, it's a big question. Everyone's asking it. Why has it been several months and there's really no opponent on the horizon schedule thus far? Why haven't we seen Andrei Arlovsky in a UFC octagon?
You know, there's a lot to the story. I'd rather not talk about it, if you don't mind, in the interview. When Andre's going to get interviewed, and I'm sure it'll be soon, he'll explain everything. I don't want to answer any questions for him.
All right, totally understand. Hopefully we'll have him here on Jerry Park to clear up some of those rumors. But, I mean, you're with him every day. You see him. It's been a while since he fought. Is he antsy right now?
All I can tell you, he's very angry. He's ready. You know, we're ready. If we get the call, he's ready to fight anybody, anytime. He's training nonstop. We just went to visit a family for a week. He's been in the gym, and I watched him train, and he's training with the best people, and I think he's better than ever. So
it's nothing on his part. He's not injured or anything like that. He is ready. He's in tip-top condition.
He's ready.
Right now. Like, if there was Andre a fight next month, he'd be ready to go, right?
Yes.
And you mentioned that he was angry. What is he angry about?
Well, I mean, he's not angry. He's just, you know, what I meant angry is just he's ready to go get out there and, you know, be the pit bull.
Oh, like, okay. So he's just revved up, and he's just itching to get back into the octagon.
Of course.
Do you think that Andre will finish his career in the UFC? I mean, he's made his name for himself in the Ultimate Fighting Championship. But do you think that that's going to be his home, you know, till forever?
That I cannot answer either. That's something, you know, between Andre and his management and the UFC, I don't know. I can't give you an answer on this.
Is there one fighter in particular out there that you personally kind of don't like, that you'd love to see Andre mash up in the octagon? Come on, I'm sure there's a guy out there that you think is, like, annoying or a sleazebag or something that you'd love to see him get his ass kicked by Andre.
You know, there's few guys that I think, I don't want to really say the names because I don't know them personally.
Just give us one.
You know, I don't know these guys personally. So, but there's a few guys, not even in the heavyweight, but in other weight divisions that I'm not a big fan of because I don't like cocky people. But I'd rather not name names.
All right.
If that's okay.
No problem at all. So, I mean, we saw you and Andre at the Strikeforce event that was at the Playboy Mansion just a couple of weeks ago. That was kind of the first time that we've seen him out of an event in a long time. What was that like? What was the experience like of seeing a MMA show at the Playboy Mansion? Kind of a weird place to hold a fight, but it seemed to have attracted a lot of attention and a lot of eyeballs on the internet.
I personally thought it was great. I mean, I've been to the Playboy Mansion a bunch of times before, to different parties, and I thought it was a great idea that they held it over there, because, I mean, that place, you know, for guys, all the guys want to go to the Playboy Mansion, obviously, but it's hard for them to get in because, you know, you got to be someone to go to the Playboy Mansion. I'm sure it's fun that they can watch the fights and enjoy the sport and also, you know, have beautiful playmates walking around and be on the grounds of, you know, Hugh Hefner's house.
Yeah,
I thought it was a great idea. I thought it was great.
And you've also, you're one time, I mean, from what I've read out of your research, I've read that you were a guest ring girl, if you can put it that way, for an IFL event in Chicago. Was that only a one-time shot deal with them just because they were in your backyard of Chicago?
IFL is great. I worked with them once. I had the opportunity to work with them more. But at that time, I was really busy with Playboy and other stuff, you know, modeling, that it just, you know, it required a lot of traveling, so I put it away for now. But you never know, you know, maybe in the future.
What did you think about being a ring girl? I mean, it's not exactly the toughest job in the world. One might even say that modeling is harder because you've got to be there for so long and do all these different
poses. Yes, modeling photo shoots are way harder, yeah. Way harder than, you know, being a ring girl. It was a lot of fun. It was a different experience. You know, it was an easy job. You know, all you gotta do is go out there and put a smile on your face, and all the people at IFL were really nice. So it was definitely a pleasure to, you know, be part of that show.
You know, I was doing some research about your career and your connection to the world of mixed martial arts online, and I stumbled upon a couple of threads on the internet, which I'm sure you've heard about, and I'd love to get your reaction to, where some people were, for lack of a better word, sort of blaming you for some of Andrei Arlovsky's losses. And they said that, you know, you were maybe a distraction to him. What are your thoughts on that? Because I'm sure you've heard, and some of Andrei's friends came online, as I read, and said that this is absolutely ludicrous. Did that bug you to hear such mean things said about you and whatnot?
You know what? It doesn't bother me. It kind of, you know, when I hear stuff like that, because I'm the closest person to Andre, and I support him all the way, and I want him to win his fights. And when I hear stories that, like, yeah, they go out and party, and, you know, they're at nightclubs, it is totally not true. We don't go out. We're not party people. We stay home with our two dogs. And, you know, I'm Andre's number one fan, and I want him to be successful. I want him to win, and I support him 100%. So, you know, when I hear things like that, yeah, it doesn't bother me, because I know deep inside it's not true. And it's kind of sick that people that don't even know me, and they see me and they're like, yeah, she's like this, she's like that, you know, they call me bad names. Because why? Because I, you know, I've done Playboy and stuff like that. I think it's a little bit bogus, you know, because you shouldn't really judge a book by its cover. Because, you know, nobody really knows what me and Andre have. Only we know, and the closest people around us. So, you know, what matters to me the most is, you know, my family, Andre's family, and, you know, what our you know, family's opinions are. I don't really care what anybody outside of our, you know, family says, because whoever knows me, they know that I'm nothing but, you know, distraction to Andre. I mean, I don't know where these people get this information.
Yeah, it's a great approach, and I agree with you 100%. It just comes off as keyboard warriors, as they're known, of people behind keyboards and just trying to stir the pot and think of ideas as to why he
right.
lost.
Right. I mean, I'd love if anybody has, you know, any problem against me, just, you know, please write me a message on MySpace. I mean, seriously, I can say the truth to anybody's face, because, I mean, there's I don't know where these people get these ideas. Yeah, there's like pictures of us, you know, we host parties. Yes, we get paid for going out and showing up at a club for an hour or two. Yes, that's how celebrities make money. Any you know, athletes or models or actors, yeah, that's how they make money. But me and Andre don't go out, you know, to nightclubs every night, or not even, I can't remember last time I was at a nightclub and drinking. I mean, I take Andre fighting very seriously, so.
And what did you think about after the Verdum fight, where Dana White, he was very open, and he said that he didn't think that he put on the best performance that he could. How disappointed was Andre about that? Because I'm sure he was very open to you afterwards. That must have been a blow to him, right?
You know what? He wasn't disappointed. He just said, you know, he fought, he followed his trainers. He followed his trainers, whatever they told him how to fight to that specific fighter, Verdum. That's how he fought. And, you know, a win is a win. So,
absolutely.
Like I said,
I mean,
it's a little bit, like I said, again, it was like a little bit hurtful to hear like people, you know, booing Andre, because I think that's kind of unnecessary, you know, to do, because he, you know, he won the fight.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't win every fight by a knockout. You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, if you watch UFC, I've been watching it the last couple of times, and a lot of big fighters are winning by decision. So, you know, Andre's not the only one that won by decision. I mean, what about all the other fights that he fought and he won by, you know, first round knockout or, you know, all the other stuff.
You're 100% right. And, you know, sometimes you have to also look at the opponent. And if he doesn't present...
Exactly.
He doesn't present a fight that, you know, a guy like Andre is able to go up and do something and be aggressive with, then there's really nothing he can do but just try to get the decision and the victory that way. So, you know, you mentioned people can write to you on your MySpace page and, you know, if they have any problems with you and whatnot. And I did stumble upon it, and I noticed that your mood was excited. Did that have anything to do with you coming on our radio show here today and talking to Jari Park?
Of course.
That's what
I'm very excited. I'm very excited to. I hope all the MMA fans are going to hear this interview, and you know they're going to hear me out. I'm not out there to ruin Andre's career. I love the man, and you know we are like family. We live together. I do everything for him. I cook, I clean, I take very good care of him. So, you know, and it's my job also to make sure that he's, you know, mentally able, you know, to fight and stuff and be in the right mental place. So, you know, I support him all the way. So please, people, just don't say any more bad stuff if, you know, you don't know what's really going on.
There you have
Everybody loses. Everybody loses. Andre lost for a reason. He lost to Tim Sylvia for a reason. There was a reason he lost. That's how God wanted to be. But I guarantee you and I promise he is going to come back stronger, better, and, you know, he's ready for anybody. So.
Very strong words by Patricia. And this is actually the start of a nice relationship between her and our site, JariPark.com, because this is big news. Before every big UFC event, we just agreed to the terms right before the interview. She's going to be giving you her predictions as to who's going to win. And, I mean, you can listen to her right now. The girl knows her stuff. I mean, this is not just a pretty face. She definitely knows what she's talking about. And I don't think you want to piss her off because she seems to...
Yes, I'm little, but I'm angry.
Exactly.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm a very nice girl, but I'm pretty good at predicting.
Great, and we look forward to those predictions. One last question before we let you go. You know, I saw in an interview of yours where you said you weren't so interested in being a fighter per se, but maybe a WWE diva, because, you know, we cover the world of professional wrestling as well, and it seems as though that would be a great fit. Any thoughts to ever becoming a diva? Did you ever contact WWE or TNA about a position of that sort?
No, I never really took it seriously. I remember the interview I did. You know, I definitely would never be a fighter, but if, you know, if I was to do something like that, it would be a WWE diva, because I think the girls are beautiful and it's, you know, a fun job. But I never, you know, this is nothing I ever dreamed of doing, so I never contacted anybody.
All right. Well, maybe sometime down in 2008, we might see you in a WWE ring. Well, where can fans of yours see you next? Other than on our site, giving predictions, where is the next place that people can see you?
I'm always hosting parties. Actually, I'm hosting two parties this month in Chicago. One is December 13th and one is December 28th. And they are both at Dragonfly Lounge in Chicago. I don't know the exact address, but if you go to my MySpace page, I always post information. So, like I said, I'm always, putting in my blog where I'll be, where you guys can meet me. And hopefully 2008 will be much, much better than this year.
Great stuff, Patricia. We look forward to it. And thank you very much for taking the time today. This was great. I mean, your knowledge.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Your knowledge was tremendous. And we hope to speak with you again. And again, like I said, you can catch her on her MySpace page and all over the internet, but especially here on JerryParke.com giving her predictions. Thanks so much, Patricia.
Thank you.